Thousands of new patients qualified for Medicaid in New Jersey thanks to the Affordable Care Act. But New Jersey's Medicaid expansion is facing significant challenges. Just before Christmas, New Jersey officials announced that thousands of Medicaid applications submitted on healthcare.gov now contained unreadable data. As a result, many New Jersey Medicaid applicants have not received their insurance cards yet. Maura Collinsgrew, a health policy advocate with NJ Citizen Action, says some patients feel like they're stuck in limbo.
We are getting questions from consumers as well as provider groups as to what will happen at the point of service if someone goes in on the new year, January 1st or 2nd, and has not yet had that Medicaid card.
She says that despite the errors, New Jersey officials say that if an insurance applicant received documentation from healthcare.gov verifying coverage, then they are covered. But getting an insurance card may be just the first challenge for Medicaid recipients. That's because many New Jersey doctors have said they aren't accepting new Medicaid patients, despite the fact that thousands more state residents now qualify for coverage. As WNYC's Jessica Gould reports, that has some experts warning of a crisis in supply versus demand.
Liz Cruz is pacing around the waiting room of the Urban League's office in Jersey City.
All right, who's next? Yeah. Can I help you?
She's hoping to qualify for Medicaid.
Yeah, I just want to see if I qualify for the Obamacare.
Sure, I can definitely help you.
Cruz doesn't have insurance, which means a simple migraine can become a medical crisis.
2 to 3 days in bed in the dark, so they're really bad.
She lost her job as a flight attendant 4 years ago, and her health insurance along with it. Now she's a part-time bartender, paying out of pocket. Instead of her prescription migraine pills, she takes twice as much of the over-the-counter stuff. And if she has to go to the doctor, it means falling behind on her mortgage, her phone bill, gas and electric.
I'm a little anxious. I really do hope I get approved because I really need it. It's been a long time waiting, so.
In the past, people like Cruz, single adults without dependents, generally didn't qualify for Medicaid. But under the Affordable Care Act, they do. Medicaid recipients can also make more money, about $30,000 for a family of four, and still qualify for benefits. Experts expect about 235,000 New Jersey residents to enroll as a result.
That's going to be a huge change.
Linda Schwimmer is vice president of the nonprofit New Jersey Healthcare Quality Institute.
Because you have a whole sector of the population that was very poor, did not have children, and therefore were not eligible for Medicaid previously, and now will be.
Schwimmer says expanding Medicaid means more preventative treatment, healthier people, and ultimately lower costs. That's the good news. But New Jersey also has the country's lowest percentage of doctors who actually accept Medicaid patients. And that, Schwimmer says, could be a big problem.
You can't just give people access to health insurance and then say, our work here is done. It's not done. That's just the beginning.
Deep breath.
Dr. Tom Ortiz has made treating Medicaid patients a central part of his practice ever since he opened up his office in North Newark 3 decades ago.
Hi, Ms. Glover, how are you?
But he says reimbursement rates make it hard for other doctors to do the same.
Traditionally in New Jersey, Medicaid has been one of the lowest payers of all payers, which is one of the reasons why today we have such a lack of primary care, particularly in the inner cities, where, you know, because doctors never really felt that they could make a living.
Ortiz says private insurance tends to pay about $100 for a routine visit, while Medicaid pays just $25. So he got creative. He cut costs by providing services in-house, that is, in his house. His family lived upstairs. He saw patients downstairs. Now that he's moved out, Ortiz rents office space to specialists and does consulting work on the side.
I always believed if you did the right thing for the folks that needed it the most, that, you know, there would be rewards.
For now, there will be. Under the first 2 years of the Affordable Care Act, doctors who take Medicaid patients will get reimbursed at higher rates. The idea is to entice more physicians to take these patients. Meanwhile, some community health clinics are adding doctors and extending hours. Ortiz himself has added another practitioner in anticipation. But he worries it still won't be enough.
So what we'll do is going to end up giving them a bus ticket to go nowhere if we haven't expanded the capability and the capacity of the current system to take on those patients.
Rutgers researchers have said the state needs at least 1,000 more primary care doctors to meet the needs of new Medicaid patients. But back at the Urban League, Liz Cruz says she isn't worried. In fact, she's about as relaxed as she's ever been.
Hey, how'd it go?
Yay! I qualify for Medicaid.
Oh, wow. How do you feel?
Exciting. It's just mentally relaxing to know that I don't have to pay for health insurance.
Now, all she has to do is find a doctor. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.